Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio. A pleasure to have you here. Also a pleasure to have Christine Rose joining us, Forbes Coaches Council member, listed as one of the top 15 women business coaches for the year of 2022, named Top Business Coach of the Year in 2019. She's also a keynote speaker with frequent media appearances, recognized with a Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from the Office of the President of the U.S. Christine has further achieved rank as a best-selling author and is distinguished internationally as a business and executive coach, specializing in coaching the CEOs and leadership teams of small to mid-market companies with revenues of at least $1 million and above. She holds several certifications, including Certified Value Builder, TM Advisor, and Certified Psychological Safety Coach, known for supporting companies in their efforts to form a more equitable culture for women and individuals of differing backgrounds and lifestyles. She asserts that time is one of the most precious resources for many leaders. An invitation-only community is growing, starting with 100 founding members and listeners learning how to apply for one of those coveted positions. The beginning of the year is such an ideal time to think ahead and explore membership in the new Power Coalition. She's worked with CEOs since 2015, individually and in groups. She likes to help her clients become more effective leaders and engage their teams to be innovative and effective, grow their business, increase value for their organizations and its stakeholders. Says the underlying goal for her, compassionately coaching leaders to fully thrive. Got an extraordinary conversation today in topic, leading in uncertain times. Join me in welcoming back as we continue our exclusive close-up radio series with Christine Rose. Christine, thanks so much for joining us once again on the program. Always a pleasure to have you here. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's really great to be with you today.
I appreciate that, and we always have these amazing conversations, and they're so in-depth and insightful. And, you know, one of the things, a topic that really is on every mind these days is the economy. We're talking about leading in uncertain times. Layoffs are becoming more commonplace. The price of eggs alone spurs discussions, and you have to, you know, remortgage your house to pay for a dozen eggs these days. Also social media posts as well. How is inflation, from your perspective, impacting spending and, of course, company revenues as well?
Well, Jim, I hope you're making it with the price of eggs where you are. Yeah. You know, if you're not the business owner, you might not be aware that almost everything that businesses need right now to operate and stay in business is getting more expensive. So they are paying more for supplies. They're paying more for equipment, services, rent, vehicles, real estate costs. And, you know, some are, you know, needing to downsize real estate to keep their costs down. 92% of business owners in a survey have been dealing with rising costs since the beginning of the pandemic. 26% have seen costs rise by 20%. And so when you're an owner, you know, you provide coffee and donuts to your team members every week. That's going up, you know, the cost of everything in the office, the cost of everything to be able to meet your customers at their point of need. A lot of them are going up, and as a result, owners are responding in a couple different ways. I mean, first of all, if their customers' demand is going to allow it, they'll raise their prices a little bit, and that impacts inflation also. And then everyone's focused on trying to reduce their overhead costs, whether it's by cutting the amount of inventory they carry, maybe choosing lower cost marketing strategies, we're seeing layoffs, and especially in the tech industry, serious layoffs, other cost-saving measures. And some of these cost-saving measures are going to come to bite companies because they're going to impact the value of what they offer to their customers, whether it's through products or through experience with them. And ultimately, companies are less profitable during these inflationary times. So we're like squeaking by. Our profit margins are lower. Customers are calling up their vendors and saying, hey, help me cut my expenses. And so you want to keep a big customer. Sometimes you need to cut your price for them. So I've heard of like some of my customers that have had losses over the past 2 quarters and are looking for additional ways to cut expenses without losing customers because of the industries they're in. On the positive side, though, Jim, it does look like the Federal Reserve is responding. Of course, I mean, they've raised interest rates, and companies have definitely jumped to get their credit lines before the rate hikes happened. But we heard from Secretary Janet Yellen, that she sees a light at the end of the tunnel, a path where inflation is declining significantly, and she's pretty sure that we're going to avoid a recession. We added 500,000 jobs in January. Our employment's at a 54-year low. So those small businesses that are trying to navigate this inflationary time, Jim, they're either tightening up and they're getting leaner, or if they're growth-oriented companies, then they are really choosing carefully where they invest in their infrastructure and in what it's going to take to position themselves to make significant gains in their markets as inflation is stabilizing. So that's kind of where we're at with inflation right now.
We're in sort of like, I guess it's like VUCA times or VUCA times, V-U-C-A, volatility, uncertainty, complex, and ambiguous, all happening at the same time. How does effective leadership show up in these times?
Man, Jim, we were talking earlier about how people are showing up, and as a leader, you know, and if you're running a company, I mean, first of all, take a deep breath, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You have to stay connected in your body. You have to be in the present moment, in your body, with your teams. And when there's pressure from volatility in the markets, uncertainty regarding pricing or regarding, you know, what's going to happen with another pandemic or whatever, complexity, whatever's coming at us, you don't want to be in the fight or flight mode. You need to be centered, grounded, engaging with your teams. You want to stay in constant communication with your teams. You want to squarely face whatever it is that's happening, that you're observing, that's impacting your company. Always be seeking information and taking action with others, you know, with the people who you're working with to serve your customers whenever it's appropriate. And honestly, Jim, I think the defining characteristics of great leaders in volatility is they're stable. And in uncertainty is they have vision. And in complexity, they boil it down to, like, what are we here for? What's the simplicity here? And in ambiguity, they offer clarity. They're calm. They're balanced. They're open to new information. They're seeking input from their teams. Leaders in times like these that are doing a great job are comfortable extending themselves in new conversations, in reaching out and including their employees, in teaming up and having more conversations about, you know, what's our innovative solution. I know I was reading even today about Google's CEO saying we got a red alert here on responding to OpenAI's ChatGPT and launching Bard as an answer to a test group that, you know, we can't hold off on taking action sometimes because of, you know, all the opportunities that are out there. And leaders that are effective are going to team up with their employees and create those innovative solutions. Another thing, Jim, is that they most effective leaders aren't rushing in immediately when they're shaken, when their company's shaken by uncertainty or when, by these events, because they've already established consistent ongoing practices for innovation in their companies, and they've built great trust in their teams and their culture. So what they do is they pause and they listen and they engage with their teams to look together at the concerns that they have, to discern challenges and breakdowns, and they really listen. And they invite their teams to partner with them to assess impact and to envision possible responses that they should be moving forward with. And they invite their team members to help them prioritize solutions and craft plans to take action on the things that they need to do. They're not just stuck in the past. They're not bemoaning where we've been. They are really digging into their practices of listening, of sensing what changes need to happen, of engaging the team, and taking time to create new solutions. So that's kind of how you want to show up in times like these as a leader.
Mm. Yeah, the volatility, uncertainty, complex and ambiguous, all coming at the same time. And that's great and valuable information you're sharing on how to navigate these storms. What are some other things? What can leaders do to engage their teams to sort of weather the storm?
Yeah, and, you know, whatever industry you're in, you know, whatever size of business you are, I mean, we've had quiet quitting, and now we have quiet hiring, which is like, let's communicate with team members about what it is we have to do together and what actions we're taking to fulfill it, and do we need to make any changes. Really great leaders, Jim, get crystal clear, and they communicate with their team members about what their mission is and what it is they're taking action together to fulfill. But, you know, they're talking with their teams and saying, why are we all on this roller coaster? What's the point? What's the destination? What's the difference we're making as a company? And it matters. So engagement, employee engagement is ridiculously challenging right now. And there was a recent study by Pew Research that found that workers that quit their job in 2021, of those 63% said it was due to low pay. 63% said they didn't see any opportunities for advancement, and 57% said the main reason was they felt disrespected at work. So leaders want to make sure that the culture is one where people feel respected and where there's a purpose. People stay for people and purpose. A lot of studies show that people are motivated at work when they have an opportunity to make a positive impact in the world, where they know that they can learn and advance in that job, or where they have a chance to come up with solutions and solve problems. And they, you know, they're just fulfilling when you can do that, and they get to work in a positive team culture, positive team environment. And I know, like, one story I can tell you, Jen, was, one of my clients is in a service industry that was really hard hit by inflation. And all across the country, people in this industry are struggling to keep their doors open. In fact, this client decided, so many business owners are struggling, that they opened up a roundtable for owners in their industry to help offer solutions to keep their competitors in business. What's different about them is their competitors have employees jumping ship. They're negatively impact their service and delivery. And this client is extraordinary because their employees are so deeply committed to the company. They're loyal to this employer. And the CEO and the top leadership have done the work well in advance during the pandemic, before the pandemic, of creating this culture of care where every team member from the customer-facing roles to the top leadership know that in this company, we care about your well-being. So I guess, to wrap it up, great leaders engage their team in solutions, and great leaders also are about the business of cleaning up their culture. So if your company is a fantastic place to work, that's going to pay off for you. And we're going to address that a little more in our next week's conversation when we're talking about love in the workplace. But that's a sneak preview for people who are listening, Jim. Right.
Exactly.
Now, Wednesday's coming up.
With that week, I know. It gets you all choked up.
It does.
Absolutely. Yeah. How can a business owner plan then with this kind of uncertainty? What's the best way from your perspective, Christine, to be able to do that, to plan when things are uncertain? Can you plan?
Yeah, and let's go into this a little deeper than I actually thought about, because think about the uncertainty that you may be facing. And it's really when there's something happening where your business is not able to predict or influence this event, and it could lead to negative outcomes. It could be political, financial, could be a train derailing and shutting down businesses all around where the train derailed. It could be geological, could be social events. COVID certainly, and the economic fallout from COVID, is probably the biggest example of uncertainty that we've had in our generation. War. But, whatever the uncertainty, owners need to get out of status quo thinking as soon as possible. And when your long-term plan is dashed because of the uncertainty that you're facing, then what you want to do is you want to open up. You want to, stop the linear plan and stop and pause and open up to a broader range of possibilities. And always have your focus on considering and evaluating and taking actions that are going to best meet the needs of your customers and fulfill your promise to your customers. So during COVID, we saw companies flex to develop new products. We saw companies that made alcohol all of a sudden make hand sanitizers. Even at a loss. We saw where restaurants all of a sudden create delivery or pickup opportunities. We saw DoorDash and last mile delivery methods opening up. Everybody knows what Zoom is now, but I've been using Zoom since 2016, and using video for meetings was kind of a rarity before COVID. And so focusing on what action you can take to make your customers get their needs met easily is really what you want to do. And so you're looking at contingency planning then. And you're looking at, and you don't want to do this alone as an owner. You want to engage your team, and especially engage those that are in direct communication with your customers about what their needs are in this uncertainty. And you want to have your team bring input and options. And you want to assess, how are you as a company able to flex your plans to meet your customer at their point of need and remain profitable? Or if you're not remaining profitable, at least building capacity for future profitability. So one thing business owners are doing is, you don't want to just willy-nilly make changes without having the conversations about what you're doing and why with your team You don't want to take them on a roller coaster ride. They should be involved in planning, and there should be clear communication when there's changes, and all the way through the change from the beginning to the end. And that's part of making sure that your plans are communicated well in the team. And so if you're not sure if you're doing a good job of that, ask your team. If they feel like they're in the dark about something, chances are you're not communicating clearly enough. But get out, you know, your whiteboards or your, you know, big sticky sheets and actually, like, brainstorm and look at what are the different ways that we can serve our customer best. What do they need? How can we meet that need? What do we need to shift? You know, whether you're, you know, maybe if you're a custom home builder and you're facing the uncertainty of a market where housing sat and you weren't selling anything, you're looking at, okay, we don't want to shift from our core business model. We want to keep specializing in what we do, but can we shift that all, can we shift our offer a little bit so that we're meeting the customers who are going to buy right now? Those are, you know, just kind of some examples of ways to plan. So do scenario planning, like what's your worst case scenario? What's your best case scenario? And what are the other scenarios? And then what are the ones we haven't even thought of yet? And definitely be listening to your customers. You want to ask them more than how are you doing? You want to ask them, what are they needing right now?
That's so important, right? To ask them that, to take the time to do that as well. If folks are really enjoying this conversation and they want to make contact, as we're talking about leading in uncertain times and dealing with all these different issues and all these new ways of doing things, even from the advancements in technology and remote working and all kinds of things that have come our way relatively swiftly, what would be some of the best ways to get in touch with you for coaching and consultation?
Well, Jim, you know, people are going to want to reach out to me. They can go to my website, www.coachchristinerose.com. If you're a CEO of a company with $1 million-plus revenue, I would invite you to a conversation with me. Check out CEOACCEL.com. And that's a way for CEOs to learn from each other. So, you know, when we're talking about planning, remember that when you're having planning conversations, you want to have conversations that are going to produce effective coordination and actions and outcomes. So what openings are there for your team and for your business that are happening as a result of changing times? What are you doing that's valuable and what are you doing that's not working? Looking at your team with what are the practices and processes that we have and that we have set up with the team? And what are the things that are helping us manage our projects successfully versus not working? Where are we stuck? And can we come up with new practices or new processes? Because we don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of our practices. So when people are reaching out for help with planning conversations and how to help their teams have better conversations to plan, those are some things that we can talk about and help your team to create new practices where there are ongoing, consistent conversations that help projects to be completed, that help people to deliver, you know, to your customers your promises on time, on budget. So those are some ways to reach me.
Very important and fantastic. Again, we encourage folks to make contact with Christine. Christine, what would be one maybe tidbit of encouragement, even though you've given so much in the last 30 minutes or so, that could be something that somebody could do and enact even right now, today, right after they finish listening to this episode? What's one thing that somebody who is in one of these positions that we're talking about of uncertainty and things of that nature, one thing that you recommend that they, in terms of plan of action, next to, of course, contacting you, which I would say is the number one thing for them to do, but what would be the second thing that you could recommend they do even today?
Oh, well, the first thing, and I think I said it before, is to be present and, you know, to show up and to get out of your crisis mode and be real and authentic and present and available to your team. And you're going to engage your team because as that leader, you're the one who sets the mood. And you set a mood for success. It's like you set the stage for how your team responds in crisis situations, in uncertainty. And so you want to be there. People care about you being there and listening. You know, you got two ears, one mouth. So this is definitely a time to listen. And, you know, also there's time to communicate. And so you're wanting to make sure that you're sharing with your team, again, reviewing. If your mission statement is just something on the wall and everybody in your company is not aligned with it, maybe review your mission. If you have a value statement that nobody lives by and nobody really knows what they are, maybe it's time to review your values. And what's your vision? Are you in this crisis time, in the uncertainty? Are you moving towards your vision? Because even when we're delayed and derailed, we're about getting on track to move towards our vision. And our vision is how we serve people. It's not about us and, you know, how much money we're going to make. Honestly, it's about who are we serving, what are we doing for them, and how are we making their life better. So that's more than one piece of advice. I apologize.
No,
I kind
really
of went
good.
Overboard.
No. Hey, sometimes more is more. I think that was terrific.
Yeah.
Gave people a few things to deal with and look into. CoachChristineRose.com. That's R-O-S-E. And Christine is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Next week, an amazing conversation. So apropos, what's love have to do with business? Kind of like Tina Turner saying, what's love got to do with it? We'll find out on our next episode here on Close Up Radio. As always, Christine, thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure and always insightful when you join us on the show, and I look forward to next week together.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was my pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. You take care and be well, all right? Talk again
Thank
next
you.
Week.
You too.
Christine Rose here on Close Up Radio. Again, CoachChristineRose.com. Great place to start to connect with our very special guest, Christine Rose. For all of us here at Close Up Radio, this is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another incredible guest right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for everybody here, have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit CloseUpTelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.